You're on with Mario Lopez.
You're on with Mario Lopez. Let's get to the phone and welcome back to the show. Hot off The Bachelor and Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, Chris Harrison. What's going on, Chris?
Mario, doing good, bud. How you been?
I'm well, man. Thank you. So let's talk a little millionaire first. You're celebrating the 90th anniversary of Mickey Mouse. What do you got planned?
It's pretty cool. So November's obviously always huge in television. And so, you know, millionaire, we have a bunch of fun stuff planned. And so, you know, one of the first weeks of November, it's Mickey Mouse's 90th anniversary. And so we had the man himself or the mouse himself on set. And it's funny, I mean, we have so many celebrities come through and play millionaire and they're hanging around. And look, every now and then people get excited and want to take pictures. You would have thought the president, you know, or the Pope had shown up. It was unbelievable the attention that Mickey Mouse got when he showed up and everybody was lining up. So it was a pretty cool day. And it all culminates with this big show that Mickey is appearing on. And we do some giveaways and it's pretty fun.
Well, speaking of Vegas Celebrity Week, who surprised you with their knowledge?
Wow. you know who is awesome? And you're a music guy, so I think you'll get this. Paul Schaefer was not only smart, but fascinating to talk to. And luckily, he played for 2 days. I could have talked to him. I wanted to just do a talk show because he is just a wealth of knowledge. And not only music, but obviously late night, so many years with Letterman, and he started on SNL. This guy has incredible stories, but a really smart guy. He was fun to play with.
I bet he's got great stories. The world's most dangerous band, too.
Exactly.
I'm sure you've asked thousands of questions at this point, but is there one that sticks out in your memory for any reason on Millionaire?
Yeah, you know, there was one, and it was just, I don't know why it stuck out. I guess because it's so iconic, but there is a beacon on top of the Capitol Records building in Hollywood, and it flashes in Morse code. And one of the questions was, what does it spell out? What does it spell out in Morse code? And I don't know. It just always stood out to me because I've driven by that building and it's been seen in a million movies. And the answer was, it spelled out Hollywood.
Huh.
Because back in the day, chopper pilots or even airline pilots would fly over and that's how they would know where they were, flying over Hollywood.
That's a fun fact.
Yeah, isn't that pretty cool?
Yeah, that is cool.
So feel free to use that at your next dinner party.
I'm totally going to steal that. Let's talk a little Bachelor. Colton is now center spotlight. How's he handling the process so far?
He's doing good. You know, we are over halfway done with production. And so we're kind of in really in the heart of it right now. And he's done really well. Like anybody else, it's been grueling. It's been tough on him. He's had the highs and lows. You know, he's been driven to it's exhausting. And I think that's one of the things that's overlooked once we kind of put it on TV and, you know, make it look all pretty is just how difficult the whole thing is, not only emotionally, but physically, of just the hours and the miles traveled and all that. But he's done really well. And it's a great group of women. And so far, so good. I feel really good about this.
Well, first of all, he's young. He can handle it. He's not going to get any sympathy
right
for me.
He's 26 years old, and he's an NFL football player.
Yeah, he'll be all right. What about the ladies? What can you tell us about this new batch?
It's a good dynamic group, and they are very, very serious about it. And I think they take their cues from him. And I think the fact that he kind of came out and leveled everybody the first night and said, look, I want this to work. I fell in love with Becca, but it obviously didn't work with her, but I feel like this can happen here. And from that, you know, setting that tone early on, it got serious. Of course there's drama, there's competition and tears and all the trappings of The Bachelor, but it's going really well. And you know, obviously we have the biggest hurdles to get over as we head towards hometowns and the exotic overnight dates. Of course, the fantasy suite's going to get a lot of play and attention, especially with him. So the biggest things are coming, but so far, so good.
First impressions are always my favorite. What can you tease us with as far as that?
First impressions were strong, really strong. And it's not the crazy stuff this year. I have to say they kind of tempered it a little bit. You know, there were some good ones, but nothing is as wild as we've seen before as far as going out of their way. They kind of kept it simple. And I think, again, you tailor it to who the guy is. He's a pretty simple guy, and he likes that. But there were some very strong first impressions, and he definitely fell for some women right away. And I think he was a little blown away at just the embarrassment of riches and just how beautiful the women were. And
well, that's a good problem.
Yeah, it is. It's a great problem to have. And I think he was pleasantly surprised. And right away, he was just like, this is ridiculous.
So what you're saying is there's no livestock this time.
There's no livestock.
Well, that's a disappointment.
I can't promise that.
Oh, okay. Yep. We're back in.
I will say when I parked my car on night one, there was I couldn't because there was something else parked in my spot, and it was a live animal. So there will be livestock on night one.
Excellent.
Okay. Fair enough. What do you think about Grocery Store Joe on Dancing with the Stars? That has been fascinating.
Look, I think you'll agree, Mario, because you were there. You've done that. He's not a good dancer.
Well, I can't relate on that level, but
actually, he told us that himself on Friday when he was
right.
here.
No, and no, I'm just saying you've been there and you've watched this,
right.
and you are a good dancer. You have what's called rhythm. He does not have that bone in his body. But I when I announced he was going on, he's like, Chris, I can't dance. And I said, the best part is, it doesn't matter. This show and the audience does not care if you can dance. And in fact, the more you kind of suck and the harder you try and the more genuine you are, the more they're going to love you. It's a popularity contest.
Well, it's been working out for him so far.
He's high. Yeah, he's high on the list. And look, I think when push comes to shove, he's not going to win it because eventually you really do need to dance and the cream kind of rises to the top.
Not really, to be honest. And I'm actually hoping he does win. I think that'd be awesome.
I would love it. It would be great if a guy that wasn't, you know, just phenomenal, you know, a great athlete, you know, usually goes on to win these things. It'd be kind of cool to see. And he's done really well. He's carried himself well. And look, you have to be self-deprecating, have that sense of humor, and everybody kind of loves to laugh with him.
Yeah, it's been working out well for him. Well, we'll see how it works out. Meanwhile, check your local listings for Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. You can follow him on Instagram at Chris B. Harrison. Thanks for checking in, man.
Thanks, brother. Talk to you soon, Mario.
Okay, take care.
On with Mario Lopez.